to Tums.
They still have a jingle, don't they?
What is it? Tums takes
care
of
it. Like Tums to Tum Tums Tums,
oh,
something like that.
Go.
Don't
yeah.
they have a
Tum to Dum Dum?
I think they do. I could be wrong. Probably so. Not. We're back, and it is Saturday because Mom was too lazy to do a pod Thursday or Friday. Even though she had came back in town, she was still
pooped.
Way too lazy.
I pooped Friday.
For Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm running out of things to say during the intro. Joining me is...
Mom.
We heard you.
I didn't hear me.
Well, you're plugged in, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm plugged in.
Okay. Well... Mom has returned. Tell us about where you've been.
We've been on an RV vacation with my hubby.
No, you were on an RV trip. A vacation would be you don't
true.
Do a lot of work.
Yeah, this was a trip.
This is a holiday in which you also bring the work with you.
Well, it's kind of fun, though, because it's kind of like a hobby. We work together to set up camp and everything, and then we break it down and...
Why don't you tell us about where you camped?
We had fun. We went to Pagosa Springs, Colorado, and we stayed at a place called Bruce Spruce.
Bruce Spruce.
And it's an awesome campsite. It's right at the edge of Wolf Creek Pass, and there's a really neat Wolf Creek ski area
there,
too.
How many wolves did you see?
We didn't see any wolves. But did I say that right? Whoops.
Yeah, you had it right the first time.
Okay, wolves. And then we went to our favorite lake, Molas Lake, which is owned by the city of Silverton. It's up in the mountains out of Silverton, Colorado. And then we went to Uray, and then we for the day. And it was our anniversary. Guess how many years? What do you think?
Why am I the one guessing?
Because, okay, you know your age. So guess how many years we've been
41.
Married. Yes. And then we went to Mesa Verde, and we stayed. I forgot the name of the town we stayed at. It's a little town right by Mesa
Taos.
Verde. Now, then we went to Taos, and we stayed at Angel Fire
did you go to,
RV
did
Resort.
Did you go to Mesa Verde?
Yes, we did.
We went there in 95.
Yeah.
And at the time, we were not allowed to touch anything. And
you
there
can't.
Was parts where... It would seem prudent to put in a guardrail
yeah.
or a banister or something.
Yeah.
Did they not put anything in?
I didn't see any rails.
Did you prop yourself up the stairs by touching some of the rocks?
No.
Your
dad always gave me his hand.
You walked up there and you didn't touch a rock.
I touched rocks. But I think when you go down into that area, the ruins, I don't know what they call them, the... preserved area, I guess. You're not supposed to touch things. Then there, but you know what? When we went there, we took you kids there. I think you were in like third grade.
It was 95. I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. You could touch a lot more things now. You could go back in there. Now that you have to be on a tour, and you can only go back into like one or two places. The place you guys went is the only one tour we saw. Other places, they have them closed off. You can walk to them, you can hike to them, but you can't go up in there. People were getting pissed. I heard this one lady say, I can't believe I had to hike all the way down there, and they wouldn't let me go in there.
So you just get to look at it from afar.
And we can see it from afar, so we didn't hike down there. But
You didn't go in it?
We'd been in it with you guys.
Okay, so then that's what I'm asking about. When
we
you're
saw
there
them all
in
from
there,
afar.
When you're in it, you're not allowed to touch anything.
No, you're not.
And I didn't think you'd be able to use the stairs.
Well, the stairs you can touch because you're walking to them. If you climbed up in there, if you climbed around in there, then you couldn't touch anything. Remember when we went to the ruins
All right,
in
so
the
tell us about
Mexico?
Taos, whatever.
Taos was fun. The Pueblo was closed.
But you didn't see Wes Studi.
No, I looked for him. Didn't see anybody famous that I knew.
You saw some Cybertrucks.
Oh, we saw Cybertrucks.
How exciting
we
was that?
Saw some neat art. It was fun. I don't really care for them. I think they look weird.
But if you got to drive in one, would you ride in it?
I would ride in it, and I might drive it, but I wouldn't buy one.
It kind of drives you. I think it has some autopilot.
Really? Well, that's my kind of car.
Yeah, well, your kind of truck, I guess.
Yeah, my kind of truck.
And you also had a flat tire.
We did. We had our first flat tire with our trailer. We went, we're coming out of, I don't know, someplace. And we just got into Kansas out of the panhandle of Oklahoma. We went to Black Mesa in Oklahoma, which is like a dark sky state park or dark sky area. And it was really neat. There was so many stars. It's amazing when you can really get out to a dark sky area. And then we were on our way home Thursday, and we had we have an alarm or sensor on our tires on our trailer, and the alarm went off, and we had to pull over, and Dad crawled back there. It was really busy, 2-lane highway and lots of trucks, and he said, "Well, it's the stem was leaking.
Valve stem was leaking."
Yeah, so there was luckily about 2 or 3 blocks away, there was a oil well site or some kind of site, the work site. So we pulled in there and we were able to change it. We had to take everything out of the lower, like we call it, our garage, and then we had to get the spare out. You have to like twist this thing and drop it down. It's quite the procedure.
Now, you also stayed at one of these RV camps that was the number one rated RV camp
in
the country.
Angel Fire RV Resort in Angel Fire, New Mexico. It's
and
just
you
right
stayed
out of Taos.
In one of the VIP areas.
We did. We've been there with all these like $1 million motor homes, and here's our little squirt.
But people liked it, huh?
No, but well, I think so. People thought that one person said that they thought it was cute.
Now, I've been trying to find you some ducking Jeeps. They put these rubber ducks on Jeep fenders.
Yeah.
And through my observation, you don't have the fenders that would do this, but someone might duck your windshield or something. The Ford Bronco, which is similarly rugged like the Jeep Wrangler, it has the fenders like the Jeep Wrangler, but they are curved in a way in which it would not support ducking.
I didn't see any ducking.
I can't seem to find any Kansas-themed ducks to gift you. Like a Dorothy, a Tin Man, Scarecrow, none of that. There are Kansas City ducks.
Yeah.
With the Kansas City Chiefs helmet. But then people will think you're from Kansas City, Missouri.
I know, but we like Kansas City Chiefs.
No, we don't. And so,
yes, I do.
So that's, and then there are also Donald Trump ducks, which I don't know if you want to give those to people or not.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not unless we can throw darts at them.
Well, I have a treat for you.
Okay.
This is from Magic Spoon. This is Magic Spoon Treats, marshmallow flavor.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm going to open this up and you can grab and tear off half, okay? Here we go. Actually, it might kind of fold out in that manner. These look, don't say the name of what this looks like. You don't want to say the name of that cereal, okay? But it looks like a certain kind of cereal, but also kind of like
a cereal marshmallow treat.
A granola bar type thing, right? Now,
right.
Here, grab half of that and then twist.
Okay, that's plenty.
That's all you're getting?
Well, I will eat more later, but I'm going to have to chew this up on the air. I don't want a whole bunch.
We both are going to chew this, and now I have to chew all of this.
We'll break you off a piece. Break it off a piece of that.
Okay, go ahead and get
marshmallow
chewing.
Marshmallow treat with protein in it.
All right, what do you think?
It tastes licorice.
Mine doesn't. You like it or not? See, on a podcast, people talk.
Yeah, I'm chewing.
You can chew and talk at the same time. No one can see you.
It's bad manners.
All right, so.
I like it.
This is 1 gram of sugar in the whole bar.
It's good.
2 carbs. Mm. 2 grams of carbs. 12 grams of protein.
And what's the brand? Can you say it?
Magic Spoon.
Very good. I like it.
I like their cereal. I ate a couple of their boxes recently.
So this is their cereal bar, basically.
Yeah, this is like an energy bar. Well, but actually, a protein bar with better stats than regular protein bar, really.
Very good.
So that's
I do taste licorice. Maybe that's a flavor they've kind of put in there so they can't have so much sugar.
The licorice neutralizes the sugar?
No, the licorice adds a flavor.
Also, for this pod, I'm drinking Liquid Death.
Wonderful.
I asked you about this at the grocery store. I said, you know, I want to try this Liquid Death. You go, no! No!
Well, I worry about you drinking too much caffeine. You're going to have a heart attack.
It's not caffeine. It's water.
No caffeine?
It's just a flavored water. It's 20 calories in an almost 20-ounce giant can.
Let me see the can.
And its whole thing is that it's recyclable. Okay?
It's water, basically?
It's water.
In a can. No caffeine.
It's water in a can. That's what I see. It's got a little bit of sugar for the flavor. 4 grams of sugar.
Let me see.
Of sugar.
Well, you can have it.
20 calories. And that's called Bury It Alive. Now, just because it has a name that is not mom-approved doesn't mean it's evil. necessarily, okay?
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Kids love that. Probably love to get this and mess up with their parents.
So this
ruthless tall boy of flavored sparkling water has a twisted plan to use natural agave and exploding bubbles to murder your thirst and recycle your soul.
So here's the thing.
Is it good?
It's not bad, but I feel like all of these healthier drinks that, it's got zero sugar or zero calories or 5 calories, whatever. They make up for it by being really carbonated. The suds, all the bubbles, trick you into thinking you're getting sweetness.
Right. It fills your tummy up.
I think that's the plan, is yes. We don't have the sugar, but we have so many bubbles, you'll think it's sugar and
sweet.
It'll
make you feel full for a few minutes.
So, you enjoyed the magic spoon treats, right?
I did, and I think the liquid death is a pretty good idea.
Okay, I've got one other can, because I got it on sale at Target.
So how much did it cost?
It was $1.89 for a can.
Gosh. So basically, really, that's how much a bottle of water costs.
And a bottle of water might cost more. Yeah. But this has a little bit of flavor, and it's...
Kitchy.
The carbonate and whatever.
So basically that's what a water bottle is, liquid death. You're going to drink it in just a few minutes, and then it's going to go in a landfill or in the ocean.
Well, I think that their philosophy is that they say the stuff's recyclable.
Yeah,
but the companies will actually recycle the aluminum can.
Right.
And they'll say, screw it with all the plastic bottles.
Yeah. I think this is awesome. I think it's a really good idea. Good marketing.
Okay. So you approve of liquid. You had a massive turnaround on liquid death.
Well, it sounded like it was a caffeine drink. And that's what you usually pick out. And it just freaks me out because I don't want you to have
okay,
a heart
well,
attack.
How about we get into the news?
Okay.
All right. So we have an acquisition in the kind of cable world. DirecTV agrees to buy Dish TV for how much money?
I have no idea.
$1.
Seriously?
Well, they have
just
to also
give it to us.
They also have to assume all they're like $1 billion in debt.
Are they just going to close down the Dish TV people?
They're going to have a bit of a merger. Now, if this was the 90s, well, that's an illegal monopoly. They have a legal monopoly on the satellite community. Right?
Well, they still watch for monopolies in the United
States.
There's
so much cable cutting that they're like, you know what? Fine, go ahead.
Seriously?
That's kind of the government's idea. It's like, you have a monopoly on what, 50,000 customers? Like, oh, okay, whatever. Just go ahead. No one's watching you anyways. You go ahead and buy them. That's kind of what happened with the satellites. Not just the satellite TV stuff, but SiriusXM got a merger.
With who did they merge with?
And there's no other satellite radio company.
I know.
But everybody's listening online, so it's kind of like the internet is sort of like the top of the food chain. There's nothing beyond the internet.
Not yet. We will have something probably.
Whatever the internet can be applied to. When you have internet-infused apples, all the other apples become obsolete.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The internet-infused magic spoon treats. No one's going to want the basic ones because now they have internet, right?
That's
what's going
to
happen. Whenever the internet's involved, it's the top of the list.
The food chain.
Two human cases of bird flu confirmed in California.
Oh,
its infection
that.
Continues to spread in U.S., says the CDC, so take it with a grain of salt. Now, do you think about the bird flu?
Well, it's weird because now the bird flu is in the beef. Because the cow's got the bird flu.
Feels like we should be calling it something else, doesn't it? Wasn't there a mad cow disease?
Yeah, but I think they like bird flu because it doesn't offend anybody.
They do
so
this.
So far. Could offend the dinosaurs.
They
like
do
that.
This with things. Like, okay, so there's these hornets that they were calling them murder hornets, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they decide... And the reason they were calling them murder hornets...
they're bad, you know what, hornets.
No, murder hornets is the name they've decided to call them.
Oh, okay.
They're actually called giant Asian hornets.
Oh.
But that makes it seem like the Asians are attacking us, and so people will commit violent crimes against Asians because they got stung by a hornet. That is the train of thought that they go by. Okay. So they say, how do we make these hornets less racist? They're murder hornets. They're still dangerous, but we're not saying where they're from.
That's a good idea.
It's like the same thing with what was Trump calling it? The China flu? And then it's
from
like
China.
The Wukong flu. There was something like that, right?
I don't know.
And then they decide, nope, we're going to call it COVID-19 because that doesn't hurt anybody. In fact, you know what? We wanted to call it coronavirus, But the Corona Beer Company didn't like that. So then we settled on COVID-19, right?
We did call
right?
it coronavirus for a yep. while. Everybody goes, is the beer making me sick?
So, yeah, they had to get rid of that. They just started changing the name. It's like, nope, it's COVID-19. You have to say it that way. Yeah, you can say COVID. That doesn't offend anybody. Don't call it Wukong flu or whatever. Yep. So that's how we do stuff. Do you think we need to avoid the beef if it's in the cows?
You can't mess with the beef industry, so that's why they call it bird flu. There's no bird industry right now.
If only everything was taken as seriously as the beef industry. Like, oh, that cow over there, it's coughing. We have to kill every cow in the state.
Beef industry is important.
Nothing else is like that. Oh, your Xbox doesn't work? Take all of them off the market immediately. They don't do it that way, do they?
No, but, you know, your Xbox doesn't work. That doesn't kill you. Eating bad meat could kill you.
Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers.
Yeah, they kind of had
lost
a sad
in
game.
Overtime Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Prime Video.
Which is kind of hard because, I mean, they just get like one touchdown. You don't get a chance. So it all comes down to.
No, let's rewind a little bit. We're in overtime. The overtime rules state the first team to score a touchdown wins. However, the previous rules for NFL overtime was first score wins, and that would usually result in a kick. And people would argue, well, the kicker doesn't even play most of the game, so why do they get to decide who wins?
So you know who decides now?
Whoever scores first.
The ref that comes out there with the coin and the coin toss, and whoever wins the coin toss wins overtime. So honestly, what they should do is just say, okay, whoever wins, they should just say it like that. Let's go out there, we'll do a coin toss, and whoever wins is the winner of the game. Because it
happens.
That's
the way you would do it?
Well, because they get the ball and then they score.
Here's the problem with the current system. The NFL knows it's flawed. You know why? How you can tell the NFL knows it's flawed?
How?
They have a different system in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, that was a famous quote from a deceased coach.
Oh.
So in the playoffs, they let both teams get a crack. And then, so if this was a playoff game, the Buccaneers would have a chance with Baker Mayfield getting his hands on the ball.
That's the way it used to be.
That's the way it is in college. It is not the way it used to be.
Didn't used to be in pros?
In pros it was, you win the coin toss, we have a good kicker, you're screwed. That's the way it worked. Now it's, well, okay, fine. Well, we want them to run some plays. Oh, they scored a touchdown on a long pass and run type situation. I guess they won. Too bad. You guys didn't get to go on the field and try.
I know. That's sad.
But in the playoffs, Baker Mayfield would have gotten a chance to try to equal their touchdown and extra point. Or, you know, if they went for two, you'd have to get the touchdown and go for two. You have to try to equal what they did. So it ends up being a longer game. But would you say it was more fair if both teams got a chance to have their offense on the field?
I think it'd be more fair.
You think it'd be more fair?
Fairer.
Last bit of news here, Joker Fale-Adu, probably saying that wrong, underperforming at the box office.
Surprise, surprise. I thought it kind of looked weird in the commercials.
People are posting their pictures of, because now you have assigned seating, so you have to pick what seat you want to, and people.
Which is strange.
I don't like it.
Because, okay, if you're like at me, when I go to the movie theater, I kind of look like, who do I want to sit by for 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours? And you don't have any choice. So you're assigned
I look at
in
who
this
I
guy.
Don't
what if somebody with BO sits down by
I,
you?
I look
you can't
at
move.
Who do I not want to sit behind?
I know.
Shaq with the
this,
Jamiroquai hat.
Yeah,
I don't want to sit
behind. 7-foot-tall woman right. with a hat on.
So people post their pictures and it's like there's only three seats in this bot, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
There's ways to manipulate that and make it look like something's not as popular as it is. Depending on when, how many days early you bought the tickets, whatever, and all this stuff, right?
Right.
Now there are some kind of diabolical theories here. This is a musical, and a lot of what people are saying of
that's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is in it.
Yes.
Lady Gaga, as Jimmy Fallon says it.
Is that what he calls her?
Yes. People are saying, okay, so they changed this into a musical to drive away the audience that propelled the original film.
Which is sad.
So they thought, you know what? The movie tells the story of this white guy who is just kind of kicked when he's down, and the girls won't talk to him, and he's a failure as a comedian and the stuff. And then he gets violent, and everything turns around, and he's cool. And they didn't like that message. because it was appealing to the white males that feel like they're being neglected by society.
No, so, never.
So by appealing to them, now they're like, how do we fix this? I know, bring in Lady Gaga, make it a musical. They won't like it anymore. And so what if we lose money?
So maybe we'll get a new audience, the Lady Gaga people.
Well, apparently they didn't show up.
That's sad.
Now, before the pandemic, there wasn't the Cats movie like 2019? It had Taylor Swift in it.
I know, and it bombed, right?
It bombed hard.
So apparently this is bombing too.
Wouldn't the logic be, oh, well, if we have Taylor Swift in it, we have to make a ton of money, right?
Well, that was probably their logic.
And now, evidently, if we have Taylor Swift, but we replace her face with a cat CGI face, maybe it doesn't work as well. I don't know. So, yeah, people are saying that the scenes shown in the trailers are written off as a dream sequence. Lady Gaga's not in the movie that much.
Oh, man, that's sad.
It's like a three-hour movie. She's in 30 minutes.
Yeah, just a name.
But she's second billing there. And then also Joker has to do tap dancing, but he doesn't violently kill people afterwards or anything. It's just like a very weird self-indulgent thing. And maybe the songs weren't that catchy either. I don't know.
Are you going to go see it? So you can review it?
I'm not planning to watch it.
You'll have to.
If I went to it, I'd make you have to go. So
you
can talk
about
it.
Oh, man, we have to sit through it. Maybe we'll do that.
You can't sit that long.
I can sit.
We went to The Batman and had problems sitting through that.
I know, but maybe we can do it.
Hey, no, I don't think so.
I've been telling your dad about some news. Listen to this, what I found yesterday. There's this lady in Texas, Dallas, Texas.
They have a lady in Texas?
Yeah. And she's got a new business. She decorates front porches with pumpkins. Guess how much she charges to bring in, I think, 30 pumpkins and put them on your front porch. No, just drop them off at your house.
Are they carved?
No, they're just pumpkins at your front door.
I don't know. Is it $1,000?
$1,400, almost $1,375 or something like that. And then she charges $75 to rearrange them to make them look nice on your front porch. Then she charges money to come back and get them after the season's over and they're starting to die and rot.
She's found quite the business.
Yeah, and she's making big bucks. She actually is full for this season, and she sold
over
1,000 of them.
Does she own the pumpkin patch?
No, she probably buys them from a farmer. She probably wholesale. I mean, she probably doesn't
buy retail
for them.
Buys them for like $2 a piece.
Or maybe $1 a piece.
Then charges hundreds more to go put them on places, right?
Yeah, and she's sold out. So,
but if it's the trendy thing to do, and one girl sees it down the street, now she has to tell her husband that they have to do this too.
Yeah, $1,000 to decorate or put pumpkins in your front porch.
Yep, that's
crazy. And so now she's in Dallas and like the whole area around Dallas, and she's in Houston. And now next season she's going to Austin.
There is a benefit to charging an astronomical price to this, because if it was affordable, it wouldn't be news.
It wouldn't be news, and it wouldn't be like the thing to do. Like, oh, look, she's got the pretty decorated front porch.
You make
now.
The price unreasonable. Now people are talking about it.
Yeah.
And now you're getting the publicity.
I guess so. What an idea.
You can't do anything cheap. If it was cheap, people wouldn't care.
Well, she does have a cheap one. I think it's like 6 pumpkins for $375.
Oh, that's a bargain right there. Yeah.
Can't afford to go to the grocery store. You know, it's pretty sad when you can go to the grocery store now and drive up and they will load the pumpkins. You don't even have to go in the store. They would load the pumpkins in your car for you, and you would drive home and unload the pumpkins on your front porch.
Well, how about we play a game?
Okay.
And this is a game called...
Oh, I'm not very... I'm good at this, aren't I?
Oh, I'm not very... I'm good at this.
Well, I am good at this.
All right. So these are some people that have been in the news while you were away, okay? And you're going to tell me if they are.
All right.
You think they can handle that?
I think.
Dikembe Mutombo. You know, does that name sound
familiar? Yes, I know who that is.
He wags his finger when he blocks shots.
Uh-huh. Basketball player. He's a big, tall guy.
He's not from America.
No.
You might have been able to tell by that name.
Yep.
Dikembe.
Yep.
Dikembe Mutombo, dead or alive?
He died recently.
Dikembe Mutombo is... Yep, he died.
Yeah, I did catch that part of the news.
I think he had a cancer. It was kind of a surprise thing.
In his 50s, I believe. That's sad.
He played seemingly not all that long ago.
I know.
He played for a while there, and he wagged his finger every time he blocked a shot.
It was a big, long finger.
So the bad thing about this is there were times where he blocks the shot, and then he has to wave, and he's posing and waving like this. And in a video game, you'd call this an emote. And you'd get stuck in the email. So you did something cool, and now you're dancing.
He's just dancing around, wiggling his finger.
And you can't get out of it. In a video game, you can't get out of it until you're finished dancing. And so someone could shoot you in Fortnite or whatever, okay? But he could have stopped. But instead, he's wagging it, and the guy gets the ball. It goes right back in his hands, and he's ready to dunk it, and he's wagging it. And then, okay, try to block it again. So there are plays you can find online where he's wagging multiple times, and the game is still going while he's wagging. It's almost surprising that's not some kind of technical foul, personal foul, something.
Wagging your finger.
Taunting or whatever, yeah. They kind of let him get away with it. So, yes.
Neat.
John Ashton. You saw him in a movie lately.
Yep. Can't remember which one.
Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Yeah.
All right. Is he dead or alive?
I think he's dead.
He is.
Doing good today.
Yeah, he died suddenly. They were lucky they were able to make a new Beverly Hills Cop with him.
Yeah.
Right? He was the guy that was the chief and all that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's 76 years old. He was 36 in the original Beverly Hills Cop, but he was completely bald.
Man, and time flies. It's crazy.
William Daniels. You know that name?
Yes, but I can't remember who he is.
Kit, the talking car.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Feeney.
Yes.
Dead or alive?
Dead.
William Daniels is... still alive at the age of 97.
Very good. Bless his heart.
He'd posted a picture with Topanga Lawrence, who is one of the few white girls who would receive Black Twitter's highest honor when she passes. Rest in power. William Daniels may as well. There's a possibility of that. So, yes, I keep trying to predict that he's going to die, but he just won't do it. William Daniels is so old. He played Dustin Hoffman's dad in The Graduate.
Seriously.
And he's still alive.
Oh, man.
That's something to think about right there.
It is.
So.
Long-lived people.
John Amos from The Beastmaster, Good Times, Die Hard 2, dead or alive?
I will say dead.
John Amos is. Dead.
Got that one right.
I was explaining to your younger son.
Your younger son.
I was explaining to him that, you know, the Beastmaster, it's never on TV because back in like 2001, when Jane Fonda was divorcing Ted Turner, Jay Leno quipped on The Tonight Show, Kev, you hear that Jane Fonda's leaving Ted Turner? Yeah, I guess she was tired of watching the Beastmaster. And Kev's like, what? What was that? He's like, oh, it's this dumb show. It's all the time, whatever. After that, it had never been on TV. He took that personally.
Uh-oh.
It used to be on cable all the time. Now
I remember that.
And after that, never played again.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, he died. Jimmy Carter. Do you know who Jimmy Carter is?
Yes.
Explain.
He's a former president of the United States, the only president we have that has lived to be 100 years old.
And is he dead or alive?
He's alive, unless he passed today that I don't know about.
Jimmy Carter is...
alive. How
you were not supposed to be briefed on the news.
I'm not briefed, but I actually am back in the world where we can hear the news. When we're camping, we usually can't hear anything. We don't know what's going on. That's another nice thing.
So Jimmy Carter, up till about 90, was building houses for homeless people.
I know,
isn't
that awesome?
But now he is not a good 100.
No, he's in hospice. It's not pretty. Bless his heart. His days are limited.
It is not a pretty 100. They should have not taken any video or photos. It was not something that should have been shared.
Well, it's sad. You know what it looks like at the end of life.
I think it's better to just go completely ignored. Like, if you're in that state, I don't want to go see you.
Well, yeah, you do if you love somebody. You'll come see me if I'm in that state.
Because then you have to remember them being decrepit.
I know, but that's life. You'll want to be there.
And that is...
okay, I got a quote for you.
Goody.
Goody, goody. Wait. I lost it just a minute. Are you eating some more of those yummy treats?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Buying your kid a goldfish is a great way to teach him responsibility for 24 or 36 hours.
That's a lot of time to be responsible right there.
Yeah. Did you see the picture?
No.
Good.
All right. So it's somebody who may have a kid. But I don't think it's Rosie O'Donnell.
No, it's a man.
It's a man, huh?
It looked like a man.
Well, is he alive?
Yes.
Oh, is it Jeff Foxworthy?
No. One more guess, and I'll give you a hint. He has a dance I can't do.
Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
That dance is called
it's
the string dance,
and Mom can't do it.
Okay,
she
so did
a
listen.
Video of me trying to do
regarding
it
the string dance. They added The Incredibles to Fortnite.
Did they do the string dance?
And they have all these dances and emotes, and there's some dirty kids doing stuff with Mrs. Incredible, Elastigirl. So she's like doing the string dance, and then you have like, oh, it's
you have to show me.
You put these dances together in a certain way, and it's really suggestive of what's happening. Yeah. So, yeah. So like she's doing the string dance, and you have other guys like throwing dollar bills on things, and that's the least of it.
Bye-bye now. Ding goes the submarine.